So slice wise, from month to month, but actually it's been almost 60% increase since this time last year, so it's quite significant. The latest report issued last Friday is for the month of February. It's for 1 week in February, and there was 146 individuals, including 30 children, in emergency accommodation. And so the other thing that's significant about that is the increasing number of households that are in emergency accommodation in hotels, B&Bs and hostels, because we basically have about 35 emergency beds in the northwest, and they're generally full. So any new families presenting to the local authorities have to go into hotels or B&Bs or hostels. And of course, they have no support to deal with the trauma of homelessness or to plan a way out when they're living in those conditions. And so it's quite stark.
And with the eviction ban ending at the weekend, the fear is that these numbers are only going to increase further.
The double fear. The fear is that the number is going to increase, and also that we won't be able to quantify it or see it. Because, of course, with people in emergency accommodation, if they're in hostels and hotels, it'll be quite difficult for the local authorities to keep putting new families. I mean, in Donegal alone, there are 88 households whose eviction notices were reactivated on Saturday. And I find it hard to imagine that Donegal County Council could find emergency accommodation for all of those households if they presented today looking for accommodation. It would seem to be quite difficult for them to do that. And as we go into the summer and the tourist industry ramps up, it's going to become more and more difficult for people to accommodate new households, which leaves them with the option really of staying with family and friends in many cases, unless they're lucky enough to be able to afford some of the very expensive properties that are available in Donegal at the moment. And we don't know how that's going to work out. So the hidden homeless people suffering with friends and family. You know, we see this in the recent social housing assessment that was published at the start of last week, and the local authorities measure the number of families that are eligible for social housing and haven't yet been accommodated, and there's a 10.6% increase in the northwest from last year of families living with parents and friends. So they're not going to be seen in any statistics until this time next year. We won't know the impact of the eviction ban being lifted then until that happens.
And in terms of those 88 eviction notices that you talked about, what options were available for those people that were served them?
Well, the government is developing a range of proposals now such as the option for the house to be purchased by the local authority and to keep the tenant in situ. And now, that would be a great option if it could be done speedily. But I'm not sure that Donegal County Councillor Sligo or Leitrim have the resources to go out quickly and buy 160-odd houses. You know, and there are other options being spoken about in relation to rental and having first refusal of it. But the measures are being developed at the moment. I was at a conference briefing session organised by the housing agency last Wednesday in Dublin, and it's very clear that they haven't worked out fully how all these schemes are going to work. They all seem to have potential, and ideally I would have thought the logical thing to do would be for the government to put all these projects in place and maintain the moratorium during that time. I mean, the moratorium only relates to no-fault evictions where landlords are selling their homes. So it's not that there's anything like antisocial behaviour or lack of rent payments or anything affecting the evictions. It's purely about the desire to sell the property. And the government has put in place a potential programme to do that, but they've brought back the evictions before they started the programme. It's really putting the cart before the horse, as I said.